106. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we heard how a school in Littlehampton had defended its decision to shoot four foxes after damage to the school playing fields. Parents and charities had criticised Littlehampton Academy, saying its actions were cruel and barbaric. But the school said they had a responsibility to ensure the safety of their pupils and acted on expert advice. Local residents and charities, however, feel it wasn't the right way to deal with the problem. After writing an open letter to the school, Dora Nightingale, who runs Fox Guardians, has now started a petition in a bid to stop it happening again. It's got over 5,000 signatures. I spoke to Dora earlier and she explained how she felt after hearing the news.
I'm absolutely devastated to find out that these beautiful, innocent animals were killed just for doing natural behaviour. The thing I can't get out of my mind, because the vixen was killed with her three cubs, and I have been having nightmares about them being shot, and I kept on asking myself, you know, who got shot first? Did mum see the cubs being shot? Did the cubs see mum being shot? It's pretty gruesome, and it's completely unnecessary, so it's just so sad.
You're clearly very upset, like a lot of people, about this. The school have actually said that it was four foxes. And they also say, though, that they have a responsibility to ensure the safety of their pupils. Can you understand that parents might not be very happy if their children were coming home covered in fox poo, having been running around on their playing field?
Well, I've been, and a lot of parents actually contacted me. This is how I found out about the whole scenario. And they said they never had children coming back covered in fox poo. I understand the academy wants to have not fox poo in certain areas, and there are humane deterrents and solutions you can do with dealing with that. It mainly is applying a scent deterrent that will stop the foxes from marking their territory in that area. And actually, there is an offer of a free site survey for the Littlehampton Academy from Foxagon, who specialise in dealing with fox problems and have a no-cull policy. And they've kindly offered, because I've been so concerned, they've offered a free survey and, you know, it hasn't been taken up. My open letter hasn't been replied to. None of the other many, many concerned and very eloquent letters, many of them from Christians, have been sent into the academy. None of them have been replied to. And it's very strange, because the academy seems to neither use their head dealing with this problem nor their heart. There's no compassion in this, but there's also no knowledge about wildlife behaviour and this. There are humane alternatives to dealing with this problem.
It's understood that the school have received threats because of this situation. I wonder if you can understand why they might be a little bit hesitant and reluctant in coming forward and discussing this further.
I've been CC'd into a lot of letters that have been sent to the academy. They all come from a place of compassion and love for the foxes, concern for the pupils, what they are being taught, that any animal that, you know, is a slight inconvenience can just be shot. It isn't teaching them a great lesson. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I've done activism for foxes in 5 years, and people who follow my work on foxguardians.co.uk know that my films are educational and loving, and I give a lot of information. And, you know, I haven't seen any of those threats. And yes, if they are there, of course I don't approve of them. Of course they need to be looked into. But I think the growing anger now comes from the fact that the academy doesn't engage with anyone. I mean, there are, you know, I have a statement from Professor Dawn Scott from Keele University, and she says that shooting and culling the foxes is not the solution. She said other foxes will move in, and as they set up territories, it is likely there will be more feces on the territory, because the temporarily vacant territory is disputed by foxes. So they're actually making this problem worse. And it's just very strange that we are offering a wealth of knowledge and we are offering solutions to them, and we are just not being listened to. How about inviting me in for a cup of tea? Sit down, talk, build bridges, and see what we can do with this.
You mentioned
free teaching to the, you know, students as well, showing my films. I know Animal Aid did the same, West Sussex Wildlife Protection, all very reputable charities. And none of us has been heard or spoken to.
You mentioned humane ways of dealing with the foxes on the school fields in the future and things that could be done. What do you want to see happen next? How do you want to work together with the school then?
Well, I would like to see Littlehampton Academy to take Foxagon up on their extremely generous offer. This is a one-off. They don't normally do this, to do a free site survey and speak to them about what they advise. And I think it will come down to applying scent deterrents to the areas they don't want to see fox poo. And I leave that job to the experts. Personally, I think they should take this as a learning experience for the youngsters to teach them about biodiversity. I know a lot about filming foxes and rigging areas with trail cameras. What a great project. It's like a live springwatch on your school grounds. And I could advise on that. And, you know, how to identify the foxes, how to study their behavior. That would be such a fantastic thing to do.
That was animal rights campaigner Dora Nightingale speaking to me earlier. And just to reiterate what the school told us at the time, this statement from them: there was an increasing amount of damage being caused to the school site, including a den in an area that's intended for students' use and fox feces on our playing field. We have a responsibility to ensure the safety of pupils. After taking expert advice on our options, we had to take this very difficult decision. That statement from the Littlehampton Academy. A comment in from Jane in Littlehampton. She says it's a heartbreaking thing to do, but sensible.